June 18th, 1901. Jesus demands his glory from every particle of our beings, from the state of union to that of consummation. As I was in my usual state, I saw my sweet Jesus for a little, and I began my laments about my poor state of his privations, and about a sort of tiredness, physical and moral, as if I felt my poor nature being crushed and failing me all over. Then, after I told all this to my Jesus, he said to me, "My daughter, do not be concerned about your feeling faint all over. Don't you know that everything must be sacrificed for me, not only the soul, but also the body? And that from every tiny little particle of your being, I demand my glory. And besides, don't you know that from the state of union, one passes on to another one, which is that of consummation? It is true that I am not coming as usual in order to chastise the people, but I use this also for your own profit, which is not only that of keeping you united with me, but of consuming you for love of me. In fact, as I do not come and you feel faint because of my absence, don't you come to be consumed for me? After all, you have no great reason to afflict yourself. First, because when you see me, it is always from your interior that you see me come out, and this is a sure sign that I am with you. And also, because not one day has yet passed in which you can say that you have not seen me perfectly. After this, his voice assuming a sweeter and more benign tone, he added, "My daughter, I recommend to you very, very much that you let not even the slightest act, which is not patience, resignation, sweetness, sameness, tranquility in everything, come out of yourself. Otherwise, you would dishonor me. And it would happen as to that king who lived in a palace which was well adorned inside, but on the outside it appeared as full of cracks, stained, and on the verge of collapsing. Would people not say, 'What? A king lives in this palace, and yet such an ugly structure appears on the outside, as to make one fear even to draw near it. Who knows what kind of a king he must be?' Would this not be a dishonor for that king? Now, think that if anything which is not virtue comes out of you, they would say the same about me. And I, who live inside of you, would remain dishonored